to fight against them with swords and shields. In the big ballroom of the castle, hundreds of crest shields hang. Each shield is decorated with a picture, and they all have a story to tell. This is the story of the sword in the dragon's cave. There was a party at the castle. All the elves were gathered in the big ballroom. They ate and drank and had a good time. Suddenly, the doors slammed open and a giant came stamping in. His heavy steps made the floor tiles crack, and his voice sounded like an angry, roaring bull. All the elves jumped up. Only the king stayed in his seat. "Who are you?" he asked. "And why do you come crashing in like that?" "My name is Grimm," said the giant. "I want to live here. The castle shall belong to me. All elven runts can just bugger off, or else." He took out his giant axe. "It is called Skull Splitter," Grimm said. "With this, I can cut the head off all of you. It will be as easy as cutting the top off a carrot." All the elves went pale with fear. All except Knight Acorn. He was the youngest of all the knights, but he was also the bravest. "You're just bragging," Acorn said to the giant, "but I will not let you take our castle. We will meet for a fight tomorrow morning, if you dare. Then you and I will settle whom the castle should belong to." "Ha," laughed Grimm, "I will win that battle. Because there is only one weapon in the world that can kill me. That is the sword, Giant Slayer. And I have hidden it so well that no one will be able to find it." Then the giant left. On his way out, he turned around and yelled, "I will see you tomorrow at sunrise. Then you are done for." Now things looked dark for Acorn, but his girlfriend Rosehip got an idea. "We have got to find that sword," she said. "Let's ask the old eagle in the forest. He flies far and about, and he has sharp eyes." Rosehip and Acorn hurried to the tree where the eagle had its nest. The old eagle flew down from the tree and said, "Last year I saw a giant by the mountain over there. He went into a cave with a big sword, and after a while he came out empty-handed." Now Acorn and Rosehip knew where to look for the sword. They found the cave and went inside. It was dark, but they had brought a lantern. There was a clattering sound for every step they took. The bottom of the cave was covered with gold rings, gold coins, and jewelry and chains of gold. "That was odd," said Rosehip. "Maybe a dragon lives here," Acorn whispered. "They collect gold." They both continued carefully on tiptoes. Sure enough, in the middle of the cave, there was a dragon. A small dragon, not much bigger than a dog. It lay across a sword with a gold handle. Suddenly, the dragon sneezed. Then it started coughing, hoarse and wimpy.